moment and just picture Jesus sitting beside you. Because the reality is, he is there in this room with us, or here in this room with us, sitting beside you. Maybe he's standing behind you. Maybe for some, he's holding you this morning. And I want to keep that atmosphere as we kind of move forward this morning. I want us to pause and ask the question, what if it's true that Jesus came for you? What if that's actually true? I believe it is. And I believe it has implications in our life. But some of us at times believe it, and some of us don't believe it. Some of us just aren't too sure what to think of Jesus. What if while we are running after many different sources of water in life, Jesus is standing near us, and he's all we need? Pastor Brent, over the last few weeks, has been speaking to us about the mission of Jesus. You see, Jesus taught with the intention that what he was saying and how he lived and what he came to do would have impact in our lives. Luke chapter 19, I have to be on the screen, chapter 19, verse 10, says this: the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. You see, Jesus had this worldview that without him, we are lost. It's a biblical worldview. We see it from the beginning to the end. That, for example, in Ezekiel, God is talking to his people, to God's people, in a kind of a shepherd role. And he talks with them about how, as the good shepherd, he's going to go out and find the lost sheep and bring them home and give them life. This idea that we are lost without God is carried throughout Scripture. This is what Jesus believed, that without him, we're empty. We're dry like a desert. Now, when we get to the end of the Gospel of John, there's this moment between Peter and Jesus. It's after the resurrection, and Jesus is standing before Peter, and it's this moment I want you to imagine where Jesus turns to Peter and says, Peter, this is about you and me right now. And it's in that moment that Jesus is reminding Peter who he is, who he's called to be, all that Jesus has done for him. It's a moment between Jesus and Peter. And it's in that moment that Peter turns, and he goes, well, what about John, Jesus? And I just imagine Jesus at this moment going, no, you don't understand. This is you and me right now. Forget about John. It's about you and me right now. Follow me. It's like, Peter, you need to understand, forget about everybody else. Stop running after things about what other people think. Stop coveting a life that others have. I came for you, Peter, that you would have wholeness in life. I came for you, Peter, and today I'm reminding you that I will define who you will be from this moment forward. Your past will not. Follow me. Let me show you a different road to success. Today, Jesus stands and sits beside you. He says, can we just have a moment this morning? Can I just talk to you this morning? Can you just forget about all your worries for the moment and look at me in light of them? Can you just listen to me for a moment? You are lost without me. This morning, I know the reality is that some are struggling and some are saying, you know what, I don't really see myself as lost. But this is what Jesus says. I came for you. Just sit on that for a moment. I came for you. At times, our problem is that we actually don't believe that God loved us. We don't believe that he loves us on the basis of the death and the resurrection and the life of Christ. We struggle to accept that our relationship with God is actually the biggest issue in our world. And when we get that right, we begin to take steps in the right direction. This time of year, we often hear about this term called the gospel. And the gospel is the news about what God has done in history. It's not advice about what we must do to reach God. Jesus doesn't bring us good news. He is the good news. So what if it's true? It should change us. If it is. And it does. on the screen, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 to 18 says this: anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life, it's gone. A new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. The term here, the term for what God has done through Jesus, it's called reconciliation. And when a married couple reconciles, it means the war is over. When warring nations reconcile, it means that peace has come. When we reconcile our financial accounts, it means that they're no longer out of whack. And the Bible says that through Jesus, we can finally have peace with God and ourselves. We no longer are lost or out of whack. And so Jesus stands beside you today, us, and he invites us to follow him. But we say, just wait a minute, Jesus. It can't be that simple. We struggle with the reality of our own sin. We struggle and blame other people for our sin. And there's Jesus. I came for you. Follow me. Some say, okay, Jesus, just let me get this in order, and then I can start to live like you call me and be what you've called me to do. Just let me take care of this. Some of us at times will grab a hold of Jesus, and we'll grab a hold of another jug of life that we think gives us a hope and purpose and identity, and we start drinking from both. And there's Jesus. No. I came for you. Follow me. Even if we reject him, Jesus says this: I still came for you. Even if we continue to fall at times and make mistakes and drink from other sources of life besides Christ, Jesus stands before us today and says, here I am. Follow me. Jesus says to some today, why do you worry? You have nothing to fear. I came for you. As we move along in life, suffering will come, especially as followers of Jesus. And for some of us, it's hard to embrace this truth. And perhaps in your life, you've made choices that you're not happy about, or circumstances are where you're not where you believe you should be or want to be. And it's getting harder to believe that Jesus came for you. And you're struggling. And the truth is that you believe on one hand that Jesus is your hope and everything you need, but you are still struggling in your life and drawing on other sources at times. No matter how far we are away from God, no matter what happened this week or what other people think about you, the simple truth of Christmas is that Jesus came for you, and that changes everything. To follow Jesus means that our values change. It means that how we see other people in the world changes, how we deal with our suffering changes, how we work changes, how you spend your time and money changes. Your identity changes. And at times, maybe you don't struggle. I struggle with this. I get that up here in my head. But practically speaking, I'm not always living there. And the truth is, I drink from other fountains at times. And yet, understand this. There's Jesus lying in the manger, hanging on the cross, walking the road with you, sitting beside you today, waiting, calling, meeting us in our change, saying, follow me. Let's listen to some stories on the video of people's journey with Jesus, some Jesus stories.
Well, he's shown me that I can trust that he'll be there to bring me through tough times and to rejoice with him in good times. And I've been down to the pit, and I've been up in the mountain, so I found Jesus in both places.
But it's been a progress, right? My whole Christian life has been a progress, but never have I not felt that he was with me. It's a journey, and the journey that I've been on has always been like God is right beside me, you know, journeying with me through everything. And again, it's Jesus in my life that makes that happen. Cannot have Jesus in their life and get through life. I just don't understand. Because what would I have done when Bill died? I can remember, you know, that day and that night lying in bed and reaching out my hand to God, literally reaching out my hand, because I knew he was there in the midst of all of my sorrow and grief and everything. Who do I turn to? I turn to Jesus. And that meant so much to me. And then the grace that he gave me in my life after that to go through that difficult part, I never, never experienced that and have not experienced it since. It was just amazing, the grace that he can give and when you need it. And people who don't have that, how do they get through it? I don't know. I'm just glad that I had Jesus so I could.
So I'd say that Christ has made like a huge difference in my life. It's brought more joy and more happiness and more hope into my life, and just kind of guided me in the direction that I want to go with my life. And it's nice having this father that I can talk to and I can rely on it just with you at all times, and just be able to pray and talk and just, you know, having someone reveal things to you to help you through your journey of life, and especially in this stage of life and stuff. So I think he's made a huge, huge, huge difference in my life for sure.
You know, I had been Christian for a pretty long time, and I still didn't know who Jesus was. And it wasn't until I really prayed and asked him to show his heart to me. And that's kind of when I got my calling for ministry. It was like, okay, my heart breaks for the youth of Ottawa who don't know me. That's what I want you to do with your life. And that's when I began to understand that God is not only there to judge and condemn and to, you know, the seal of our sin and, you know, judge us for who we are, but it's there to give grace for all of our sin. And, you know, it's that passage that says, you know, the more sin there is, the more grace there is. That's when you really know Jesus, is when you can let go of all the stuff that you let hang on, like you let yourself hang on to, and you let it weigh you down. When you let go of that, that's when you really know Jesus. That's when you're free.
The question is, are we ready to stop running and drinking from water, from fake water jugs in our life? Jesus is the good life and the fountain of all joy. And any alternative that we choose is going to let us down. Jesus, there's a crowd that asked Jesus this question, what's God expect of us? And he responded this way, this is the only work God wants from you. Believe in the one he has sent. For some of us today, we need to repent from going to the old water jugs in our life. We need to say, Jesus, I've been drinking from every source possible but you, and I'm sorry, and I need you. I need you to help me because I'm drawn to some of those sources, and I don't know why, but you're all I need, and I need your help. Some of us need to make a first-time step. And maybe over the last month, you've been coming to service and you've been hearing Pastor Brent speak about the mission of Jesus. And you've been investigating maybe longer about who Christ is. Maybe today's the day to take that step, that first step to say, Jesus, I'm going to drink the living water. I'm going to follow you. Some of us at times have failed to understand the implication of the gospel in our life. And you know, the reality is we might sing the right songs here in church, and maybe when we're at home or in our car, we turn on the music when the neighbor's listening or the other Christians are around us. But the reality is, the truth is, it's just a mask. And we are not listening to Christ. We are not letting the living water transform us. And yet, there's Jesus sitting beside you today saying, I came for you. Follow me. What area of your life do you need to drink or let go of and grab hold of the living water? What will you do? Will you keep going to the old jugs? Will you go back and get lost again and try to journey without Christ in a desert? Or maybe this Christmas, will you embrace Jesus, this moment? Jesus, God with us. He waits for you. So will you respond to him? Let me pray. Lord, I ask that you would speak to our hearts, that you would guide us. I believe that you are meeting with us. And so I pray that you would reveal to us who you are and who we are and our need for you. Amen.